Welcome. This is episode 8 of Radio Lisa. I am your host, Oliver Kim. And today, three Lisa alumni, they are all studying artificial intelligence right now at the University of Linz, at the Johannes Kepler University of Linz. And I'm very happy that they dropped by to visit.
What a surprise. What a surprise. We've got visitors today.
Oh, that's what happened.
Yeah?
Okay.
Ozan, Dimitris and Isa, yeah. What are you guys studying right now and when did you graduate?
We graduated May 2019.
Yeah.
And we're doing artificial intelligence in Johannes Kepler.
All three of you?
Yes.
You're doing artificial, that's the new university study that they're...
Fully in English.
Fully in English.
Okay. Yes.
Wow. And you're doing fine? Or
So far, yes.
Yes. Yeah. It's been a month, right? More than a month.
Yeah.
And so far, yes. Okay, so like I'm doing artificial intelligence and this is what I want to do. Like I really like it. I like the university, but I don't want to be in the university.
Where do you want to be?
I'm in high school in probably Nisa, yeah. Where else?
Yeah. You miss the people here?
I do. I really do. I really do miss the teachers. I really do miss my friends and I really do miss the atmosphere here. So
yeah,
I really do miss it. I never thought I would say this. So like, whoever listening to this probably just laughing at me, but like you'll see.
When we were in school, we thought, "Oh, it's so bad. We have so many things to do. It's terrible. I can't wait to go to university." And now that we're in the university, we say, "I wish I could go back to school life." Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's always gonna be like disadvantages and advantages.
Yeah.
You can't really get out of that.
Sure. Sure. It's good.
I mean, are there a lot of students there who are?
We also have distance learning with Vienna. So there's also a class in Vienna where the students can go there and they watch live stream. So in total, like with Linz and Vienna, we have 300 students.
About 300,
about
300.
That's a lot. And all of them studying artificial intelligence or?
Mainly.
Mainly, okay.
Yeah.
So you have new courses like computer programming, I suppose. But you didn't have that in school, did you?
No,
not at all. None of them.
So how are you doing?
There are some students who knows programming, yes. But the professor who teaches us the Python language, programming language, he started from really basic, like we didn't know anything. And then he just starting up, building up the all the rules.
Okay, so that means it's working.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, it's a lot of work because we have to work on our own, but yeah.
Okay, well, tell me a little bit. How is university life different? I mean, of course, you're seeing it again differently because you're all internationals, right?
Yeah.
So all of you graduated with IB diploma.
Yeah. It sounds more stress-free than compared to school, like less responsibilities, less subjects and so on. But it's actually way more work than school.
Yeah, that sounds a little bit like a contradiction. You see, basically, it's way more work, but you feel it. What do you mean with less stress?
For example, now we have 7-8 courses, something like that. In school we had more, at least before IB, but we were given everything. We knew what we had to study, we knew we had that and so on. Now we have to find out everything ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay, so this organizational work and everything was a lot of...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I said it's actually great that you're visiting here because I also had another question a little bit specifically to you because you actually got accepted in the United States as well, right? Originally.
I did get accepted, but I didn't get enough scholarship to afford it.
So you stayed in Austria because it was too expensive there?
Yes. Yes.
I see. Okay. But I hope that you're still quite satisfied here.
I am satisfied, because it's like exactly what I want to study and it's not expensive, so I don't need to worry about the tuition fees or anything.
Oh, I see. Huh?
So it's great.
Huh?
Yeah.
For us, I mean... It's for free, so...
It's 20 euros per semester.
20 euros per semester.
Yes.
It's insurance, right? Or something like this, or ÖH-Beitrag, or whatever they call this.
Yeah. For me, it's expensive, more expensive at least. I mean, it's the cheapest in Europe, and I mean, in the whole world, actually, compared also including states. For me, it's 750 per semester.
750 euros per semester. But I think the important question is how satisfied are you with the university education?
The education with the new program and everything, and also they have there's also, as I said, the distance learning thing. So it's a new thing and they're experiencing it for the first time. So there are some organizational problems and everything with the university. But in terms of the content of the lectures and also like the education in general, it's like I'm satisfied. It's great.
Yeah. You guys as well? Are you generally satisfied? Because sometimes you hear some critical things about university. It's free, but maybe it's not so good, or the quality is not so good. You don't learn a lot, or it's there's a lot of competition, or the exams are so difficult that they fail students.
So how do you
experience this, the educational kind of atmosphere and so on?
If they would teach the same thing in school, like the way you guys teach it here, then we would get, like, we would understand it better.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. Because, like, in university, like, to be honest, the professors don't know how to speak English that good compared to here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it is hard to understand them sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes, yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes English is a bit of a problem, but it's like, not with all the professors, but some of them.
Yeah, okay, so not your English is the problem, but the English of the professors is the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes they can express themselves as they want to do.
But
so
that's like their lack of experience. It's something very new. They just started the program, and like most of the professors are like 25, 26, 27.
Yeah, they're pretty
young. They don't have experience. They're just starting now, or they have experience in some kind of other field, so to say.
But not so much in teaching.
In English.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But still, despite that, you feel kind of it's going well.
Mm-hmm.
Because you guys are basically you studied together here in school, you graduated together,
mm-hmm.
now you're at the university together. So do you also work together a lot in the university? You help each other,
yeah,
or
yeah,
we
try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we have to. Because for example in high school we like teacher came in and then you knew what you need to do. You had the homework, you knew how to do it because it was taught in the lesson.
Yes.
But in university you think that you understood the lecture, but then you get the assignment and then what am I supposed to do now? So you need to figure it out yourself and then study yourself. And sometimes studying alone is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
So you need some friends.
Do you feel a little bit that the way the school or the LISA here taught you with the internal assessments, the IAs and so on, did this help you? Or?
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it kind of helped us cope with the pressure, manage ourselves better, manage our time, make plans so we don't leave everything for last moment, because we did that in the beginning and we saw it's not working. Like you can't have 10 assignments to you in 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible. Like you won't be sleeping and it won't go well at the end, of course. And now it's what we're trying to do as well, to make plans, to kind of keep some kind of schedule where we say, okay, we do that today, that thing tomorrow, for example. And also our way of writing, because it wasn't just simply doing homework, it was like assignments and extended essay, and they had to have specific formats. Even like the citing was different. We had to use specific styles and everything, which are very similar to how university homework, so to say, should be done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had some kind of prior knowledge to that.
Okay, and do you feel, could you compare yourself a little bit with the other students as well? Where you feel that you had an advantage a little bit?
In some case, when it comes to maybe writing an essay or a
mm-hmm.
report or something like that, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
mm-hmm.
I think we're better off in some
yeah.
cases.
Yeah. You had math higher level. What did you have?
Standard level math.
And you had?
High level.
Did the math, okay, tell me something about math in university, because IT and artificial intelligence sounds heavy on math.
Yeah, it is kind of. I mean, we didn't really experience the heavy part yet because we are doing the basics.
Mm-hmm.
But what I saw in the curriculum is that we're going to do a lot of statistics.
Mm-hmm.
And what we had in high level was the option was statistics. So I'm thinking it's going to help a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also, for example, we had complex numbers. We did have it in high level, but it wasn't in the start level part. So
mm-hmm.
I'm guessing high level is going to help us a lot.
Yeah, we
yeah.
didn't have any of those in the standard level.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you're at the university to learn this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And are you staying at home now, or do you have a dorm, or how did this dormitory, or how do you?
I found a roommate, who is a friend of my father. So we rented a apartment. We are staying together.
Okay. Yeah.
And we are staying with our families.
Yeah.
I see. Ah, okay. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So it was. How long did it take you to get used to university life?
Yeah, after it started 1 week, because you didn't have any more time to adapt. Just had to.
You are thrown into the cold water,
yes,
as we
yes.
say, and you have
yeah.
to swim,
yeah.
right?
Exactly.
And the two difference I wanted to say about is the you know, we have like mandatory lessons. We have to be in the lesson in the school.
Yeah.
We don't have any mandatory lessons.
Yeah, but this is new with artificial intelligence. Since they have the distance learning,
mm-hmm.
they can't put mandatory lessons. So, we don't have to be in the
lessons. So distance learning means that you have the university professor talking and it's streamed online or...
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, for us, it's live because the professor is in Linz, but for people in Vienna, because that's where the live mm-hmm. or the distance learning is happening, they have some kind of room, I guess.
A class, yeah.
A class where people can go if they want to and they can watch the live stream because it's not... You can't watch the stream live otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
But
so
you can watch it a day
class.
Or two after because they upload everything for
mm-hmm.
people to go through them, take notes, or for
yeah.
the people that didn't have time to go to the distance learning center
yeah.
to watch it
so,
at home and stuff.
Yeah. You
yeah.
can just stay at home and watch this lecture in your bed, but we still go to lectures.
Yeah, I think that's important because
yeah,
also for staying connected and having
yeah.
some kind of a university
mm-hmm.
feeling. Otherwise,
mm-hmm.
it's
yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
It's very easy maybe to...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you can ask like questions anonymously on the like online, and
ah,
then the
okay.
teacher can check if anyone has questions.
Okay.
And it's anonymous.
Oh, I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you can give right in the live stream some a comment, and then
yeah.
you. Okay.
Yeah, you could also, of course, make comments and stuff or ask questions after the lecture,
uh-huh.
yeah.
and they would still reply. But yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it's different
it's,
when you are
different.
There and you can ask
yeah.
the professor face to face.
Yeah, that's,
you get your answer
yeah.
straight.
I mean, it's been now what well into a month. Did you already have any exams or?
The
yeah.
thing is, they're like trying a new system this year. What they do is that we don't have a like not in all the lectures, but some of them we don't have a big exam at the end. But instead, we have small tests in every week or every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we have a lecture called Logic. You could either take the big test at the end. Or you could have a small test every week.
Okay.
This is one example. And for math, for example, normally the big exam at the end is 3 hours. But if you take the small tests in every 2 weeks, your final exam is just 1 hour.
Okay.
But of course, you have to pass a certain amount. You
yeah.
can't just
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
pass one out of the 10 and then be like, oh, yeah, I made it.
Yeah, 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 of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's interesting. No, a lot changed ever since
yeah.
I was at the university. So it's been a time,
yeah.
some time. Yeah. Now I'm gonna put everything online. So with here is also Mrs. Herzog, who also knows the three students, of course, former students, I have to say.
Yeah. yeah.
And they just talked a little bit about university life.
Mm-hmm.
And.
And they want to come back.
They want to come back.
Because they missed Elisa.
They missed Elisa. No, one interesting thing is that what Dimitri said is that it sounds like there is less work because there are only 8 or 9 courses, right?
And
yeah.
we have Friday off, for example.
You have Friday off. But ultimately, it's much more work because you have to do so much self-organization, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you're not being told everything in detail what you have to do.
And it's
yeah.
also, it's not as easy as... to get support from the teachers as
mm-hmm.
in high school
support
because,
yeah
yeah because like if I had a question for about an assignment or anything I could come in the next day and then ask a lot of teachers here but in university you need to maybe make an appointment with the professor or maybe you need to send a text in the forum and the Moodle
mm-hmm.
or maybe an email but then you need to wait for an answer which probably not going to be in a day or two
mm-hmm.
or like there are for example some student help desk times but it's just once a week so
it's for like half an hour.
Yeah
so it's not really easy to get support for the assignments and everything so you need to figure out everything yourself
yeah so that means just like university they just rush through the lecture explain everything quickly give you an assignment and you think you've never seen this before right
most
yeah.
of the times yes
yeah
yeah,
yeah.
yes
yeah.
and then you have to basically they do this deliberately because this is the
yeah.
the idea behind the whole thing that you learn how to figure things out yourself
yeah
yeah, yeah so
how many students are there in this course that you
in total about 300
including Vienna
in
okay.
Linz,
mm-hmm.
it's not more than 150 max, I
yeah.
would say.
Okay, okay. Which is...
But like professors think that there are going to be some dropouts as well because, for example, in the last small mini test for math, we only had 100 students who attended the test. So
yeah. Do you know how many passed? Or
80,
70, not even 79, 70.
79 it was.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so about 20% who failed.
Which is, you know.
But
which is
the,
actually
this
okay.
was the second test. So in the beginning they said that we were going to have 6 small tests.
Yeah.
And then we have to pass 4 of them.
Yeah.
And we had the first test and the result was that the 80-something% of the class failed the test.
No. was 60% of the class failed the test.
60%?
Yeah, which was supposed to be like the very basics and very starting things. Yeah.
Don't tell me you didn't pass this test.
No, we did.
No, we did.
All of you passed. Yeah. Yeah. So you all were in the 40% who passed.
Yeah. But cool. The professor explained a couple of mistakes, the simple mistakes the students did, and it was just like... It was hilarious, to be honest, because they were just basic math mistakes, and they canceled the test. They said, "Yeah, we're not going to count it as a test." And
because of the percentage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then right. Now they said that we have 5 tests and we need to pass 4, and we had the second test, and only 109 students attended out of 300, and 79 students passed.
Well, it's actually quite okay.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I think that's considering it's the first semester or so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they can't have dropouts in the new Studiengang.
I think because normally what they do is they try to really cut down on students in the first year.
Yeah.
Because you see, it's an open Austria open university type of system where anyone can study.
They have to have a successful year now.
They have to have a successful
year.
Yeah.
And then maybe next year, if there's a run on the on the program, then they go like, okay.
They start cutting down student numbers. It's actually also
but I mean, the test was pretty easy, to be honest.
Yeah, it was like really easy. Like if you didn't study, you could still get like
What you say.
No.
That's what you say. Right? Yeah. You mean 60% of the students didn't think so, right?
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There are like different kind of students, like a lot of students, and they're like we have people who are above 50, maybe.
Yes.
If you look at the film, like I would call them like grandpa if I see them on the streets, but they are students with me in the class, so.
Interesting.
Like,
so,
I feel like we're the youngest ones in the class.
Oh, yeah, okay, so.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, for sure, some of the youngest ones. It's actually also surprising.
I don't know.
Maybe it's because of new program, because like there are a lot of like computer science students and also like technical students, and now they see that there is artificial intelligence, they kind of move from there.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay, they want to specialize already a little bit, maybe because also it's a promising for the future. It's a promising study, so that's quite well possible. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see, every year it's the same thing. People in year 8 at this time, they have the biggest stress now, especially those who are doing both the Austrian Matura and the IB program.
Oh, that's your
question. Yeah? You remember where you were last year, right? Right. What advice would you give them? Give them some tough love.
Planning. Yeah, doing them beforehand.
Yes.
Yeah, and calm down. Like, if you're stressed, it's not going to be useful for you. So just calm down, calm down.
Yeah, I think students stress too much because of nothing, or nothing, but stress too much about things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So planning means?
For example, they have the summer in between 7th and 8th grade that most of us didn't do anything at all, we just wasted 3 months.
Yeah.
And then these 3 months we could have done, for example, even if we only did the extended essay or one or two assignments, it would have been so much better after. But
that's maybe advice for 7th graders.
Yeah.
We always tell them though.
I personally did some tasks like the bio IA and the extended essay and everything in the summer, at the end of the summer, to be honest.
But still, it wasn't summer.
Yeah, and then at the beginning of the 8th grade, I was really relaxed, but I wasn't really that stressed. And I used that time to help my friends. I helped Marco for the bio IA. I helped them for extended essays and everything, math. And I would say just do everything as soon as possible.
Yeah.
As early as possible.
I remember that you were pretty stressed.
I mean, yeah, I was. I kind of left everything last minute. But yeah, that's why I said, you know, be calm. It's like after you're done with it, it's like after a month of finishing the exams or getting the results, then it feels like nothing. It feels like, okay.
How did you feel after you got your IB diploma? Or when you realized, when you got the information that you passed?
I was really happy because I thought I failed, to be honest.
Yeah, he didn't know if he failed or passed. So
Yeah.
I remember when we were standing out there in the hallway and I announced the grade.
Yeah, I was really scared.
Yeah.
But like, If I passed, I'm pretty sure anyone could pass. Just
gonna put it. I think that in the past, before your class, because a lot of students made the wrong decision with the subjects, so they didn't do the math beforehand, where they know, okay, I need to have a very one of my higher levels needs to be in the 5, 6, or 7 points. Mm-hmm. So if you have all your higher levels chosen where you're not that strong, and you have only 2, 3 points, or 3 or 4 points, you will not get your 12 points that you need. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a few things that you need to know before you choose your subjects
as well. Yeah. Of course, it's luck as well. It's like what they give you. You can't predict. Are we gonna get easy topics? Are we gonna get difficult questions?
Yeah, but I would say that IB is pretty predictable. In that sense, yeah.
But I feel like we were kind of unlucky in terms of the questions and the exams, especially biology, to be honest. Because for example, we didn't get. I don't want to say any, but maybe like one or two DNA questions, for example, is the one that I relied on the most.
Okay. Yeah,
and also for self-taught, like I had Turkish, and I looked every single not every single, but from 2013 on, I looked at 14, 15, 17. Those are the questions I could just write like pages on and on.
Yeah.
But the one that we got, I just barely finished two pages or something.
I see.
But I told you, that's always unpredictable. Self-taught is always unpredictable. You never know.
So we're kind of last year as well before they changed the curriculum.
Yeah,
so they had everything there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I want to thank you. I have to rush off into class because I have to teach now. thank you for visiting. Visit us again. Okay.
Yeah.
Of course, you can stay here a little bit to have a chat with some other teachers. Okay. Yeah. She'll be right back. Okay. And you know what? I want to ask you for a little picture.
Okay.
Okay, that's good. Let's switch this off. Well, so this was a nice and interesting 20-minute chat with Ozan, Issa, and Dimitris. And if you too are a former LISA student, if you also want to take part in this Radio LISA podcast, then please contact me and you're always very invited. And I wish you a nice day and see you around next time. Bye-bye.